Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Front Office Focus with Wolf and Luke. Brought to you by Canvas Annuity, a home run for your retirement savings.
All right, D-backs, right back at it today in St. Louis. Tommy Henry on the mound for Arizona. We're pleased to be joined right now by their assistant general manager, Mike Fitzgerald, joining us on the Arizona Sports Line. Mike, thank you for the time. How are you doing about 24 games into this season?
You got it. Yeah, like you guys said, the beauty of our game is you have a rough one, you get an opportunity to address it the next day. Unlike the football world, you don't have to sit on it for 6 days and mull it over. We get a chance to get right back out there and find a way to put one in the win column.
Mike, with all the injuries right now, can you even get a read on this team after 24 games?
It's a little tricky,
right?
We probably have one of the more talented rehab groups across the game right now. So fortunately, a couple of those guys we should be getting back here pretty soon. So that'll be good. But it's been a little tricky. 24, 25 games, anyways, is kind of a tough enough sample to try to get a read, even when everything's healthy and guys are clicking well. But then you layer in the injury variables, and it's been a little tricky to kind of figure out where the primary focus should be in terms of what we got to improve in the short term, and then long term, kind of the goals we're trying to accomplish, win that marathon, and not lose perspective of that either.
Mike, one of the guys that I'm assuming, hoping, is on his way back towards a return. Paul Sewald making a rehab appearance in Reno today. What can you tell us about his progress?
Yeah. He and Alec are probably the two that we're hoping we're going to get at some point. Hopefully in this next homestand, can get them layered back onto this club and help stem the tide a little bit in some of the areas that we want to, address and be strengths of ours, right? The big success of the team last year was the bullpen holding its own and really helping us convert leads into W's at a really high rate. So getting Paul back will be good in that spot. And then hopefully we can get Alec a few days after him layered back into this team and give us a chance to get a little more of a normalcy in that outfield defense and see where that can kind of help us out as well.
Nice.
So, Mike, I'm a little concerned about Merrill Kelly. Are you concerned about Merrill?
I think anytime a starter has to get scratched and then go get some imaging and evaluation, I think there's reasonable, a little bit of like hold your breath moment of like, oh man, in season, anything can be found or whatnot. But I think it could have been a higher concern level had, and Tori talked about this, had Merrill not spoken up and said, hey, you know what, this feels a little funky. So I think we're confident that where the intervention was is early enough that we're not going to have this be a long-term lingering thing. Does anybody want to have anything like this ever happen? No. But I think given the information that we have and the timing of how it all played out, there was a worse scenario that could have happened had he just tried to power through this thing. And so him speaking up, talking through it, allowing us to, yes, we want to go 1-0 every day. We want to maximize what's the opportunity that's in front of us today. We're also trying to keep perspective of climbing that mountain and what it's going to take to get there over the next 5+ months and not just solely focused on push all the chips in today. So I think given the news we got, given the long-term goals we're trying to accomplish, I still don't think that the update that we got from Merrill is going to totally push us off course from what we want to be able to do big picture.
Talking about some of the hitters that have, and I know he's kind of hurt right now, but Blaze Alexander, I mean, we've talked about him throughout the spring as he wasn't necessarily expected to make this team. And Mike, not only has he made the team, but he's been making a difference for you guys. How much has he helped you stay right around 500?
Yeah, he's been a huge help. Tori talks about it all the time. We love when the young players that come up through our system get an opportunity to impact a big league team. And as is natural with all young players, there's going to be certain growing pains in some aspects of the game, and there's going to be other areas where they take off right away and hit the ground running. And I think we've seen that with Blaze on the offensive side. The quality of at-bats that he's given has been really strong. The contact off the barrel has been loud. being able to slow the game down a little bit in the box and say, you know, what's this game situation asking of me? How can I help put my team in a little bit better position to win this game when my plate appearances is over compared to what it would look like when it started? I think he's doing a really good job of processing those things and trying to put together quality team at bats. And then obviously the skill level and the talent levels there that, you know, when he gets it to click, it's usually a pretty exciting play, whether it's going over the fence or whether it's him running around the bases.
Mike, what are your thoughts on Brandon Pfaadt and his start to the season right now and what you are seeing from Brandon Pfaadt?
I think it's mixed. I think last night in some ways probably a microcosm of the whole season where there's really, really strong good moments, and then there's some other moments that you're like, ooh, all right, those are the ones we want to focus on and try to shore up. And I think one of the best things about Brandon is the accountability that he has. And he knows things were firing really good, and it's unacceptable to have that sixth inning where there's three straight walks. We're confident he's going to be focused on the adjustments he needs to make to clean those things up, and we're encouraged by the five innings that happened prior to that and how we continue to push development and build forward and get him in a spot where those first five innings can then continue into the sixth and seventh, and we get an outing that starts like last night and finishes a little bit differently.
Yeah, Mike, you know, it seems to me, and again, I don't have data in front of me right now, but it seems like he gets to the fifth and the sixth inning, and suddenly, is it a mental hurdle for him, do you think, at this point in time, to get over that?
It could be. I don't know for certain. I think from a data perspective, we see league-wide the hitters get a slight advantage as they get more and more opportunities to face a pitcher within a game. And so maybe that contributes to it somewhat. But even in the game like last night, and again, Brandon takes accountability for this, which is beautiful. And
yeah,
he kind of beat himself a little bit there, right? That wasn't so much the opposing hitter necessarily beating him. It was him not executing the locations he wanted to hit, giving guys free passes. And then it was, you know, single here and there that kind of get you beat in that spot. So, I don't know. But I could see that being, you know, something that time and time, if it repeats, the thoughts start creeping in your head of, all right, yeah, I got a good first five innings. What do I got to do to get over the hump on the sixth? But Brandon's wired in a really, really strong way and good way that he's an easy guy to bet on to be able to figure out how to overcome these hurdles.
Talking to Mike Fitzgerald, Mike, you know, Tommy Henry was fighting for the number five starting spot or one of the spots in the rotation all spring, and then he ends up pitching and had a few good games, but he struggled really, pretty big against Chicago a week ago and got sent down. And now here we are a week later, he's already back up and starting tonight, you know, partially out of necessity. What do you expect from a young pitcher that, you know, you guys always say, hey, when you send somebody down, you might be coming right back up, but I don't know if they always believe that, and yet here we are, it's a week later, and he's starting against St. Louis.
Yeah. It's a constant balance that we try to work through. Part of the reason he got sent down is because we felt like there were things that we needed him to address to put himself in a better spot to take the ball every 5 days and give us a shot to win. And then circumstances around that need to be balanced, and we got to figure out what's our best bet to go out and win a ball game on a given night. And for as much as he has things that we want him to work on from a consistency standpoint, he's also the guy that we think gives us the best chance to go out and win the ball game tonight. So we just try to be transparent with that as best we can. There's a lot of moving pieces to this. None of us are very good at predicting the future over a wide window, never mind the short-term window where so many things can happen as this season has proven to us in the early onset here. So we just try to be transparent, communicate with those guys, help them compartmentalize the progress that we want them to make so that there's, you know, an ability to stack small process wins. And as we do that and encourage guys to kind of take that mentality, we hope that those small wins stack into big wins. And we look back a couple months from now and say, oh, okay, yep, those little small progresses, small tweaks that we made ended up having big impacts on how they contributed to us winning ball games.
Well, Mike, we appreciate your time as always. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, guys. Go Suns.